Let's pray. Father God, we thank you so much for bringing us here to give glory and honor and worship. Lord, let us be attentive in your words and open our hearts to accept. Lord, thank you and let your presence be felt and let us give glory and honor to you. In Jesus' name, amen. I think it was a couple of days ago, I was actually reading an article about the Christian missionary. And he was preparing to go to some island in Indian Ocean. Very remote and very isolated native tribes lived there. And he had a heart to share the gospel to that group. So he prepared himself and he went and he started proclaiming the gospel. And then he got shot with arrow and he instantly died. And he became a martyr for Christ. Could it be a bane of death? Why did he have to go through that? You may wonder. But I believe that God used him. And he's going to continue to use him through what he has done. Just like Stefan dying by the Jewish with stone. And he gave glory to God. And I believe that missionary John Allen Chua did the same thing. Just like that, the Puritan group, where they came, the forefathers of this great nation, I think there is a similar calling that God has placed on them. Because the Puritan groups are under persecution from Catholics, and they want to have freedom to worship, and America was the perfect place. But they knew that they were going to face rare diseases that might kill them, and then also hostile Native Indians, and just everything about coming to the new land, and the cropping, where the food shortage. With heavy storms, various different areas. But one thing consistent is they had hope in God, and then they believed that God was in charge of their life. No matter what they would go through, they would trust in them. And that trust is what made them give glory and honor to God, even under heavy circumstances where they cannot get out. They gave thanks for hardship, for blessing. They gave thanks. And that's something that we, in return, should imitate or follow, per se. Because that shows the character of the believers. Not like modern society where we live in, we got so much and we're not thankful or even content. So I think that God is challenging all of us to be content and be thankful in all circumstances. When we look at today's scripture, 2 Corinthians 9, 10 through 11, this is about participating in giving, and through giving, we receive and we give glory and honor to God. And that's exactly what we need to do in times like this, where people are not committed to God or committed in a way, filled with the gratitude in their life. They take it for granted and they're hollow in their life, pursuing the worldly thing that eventually lead them to depression. So I challenge all of you today to look to God and look to His provision in your life and give glory and honor for what he has done in your life. And find God in your life. Don't find anything else, but find God. And give glory and honor to him, because that's where the heart of gratitude comes from. So let's pray. Father God, we thank you so much for all things that you have given. Lord, Puritans, the missionary John, they gave everything. In return, they gain everything because they have peace, hope, joy that comes from you. Lord, let us have that in our life. Hope, peace, joy that comes from you. So nothing else will hinder our faith, hinder us from falling. But trusting you, trusting in you, and let us give glory and honor to you. Lord, thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.